Well, hello, everybody, and welcome back to Radio Entrepreneurs, the show for entrepreneurs, always about entrepreneurs, 2021. And my name is Jeffrey Davis. I'm the host of Radio Entrepreneurs. Also, I'm the founder of Mage LLC, management consulting firm, and the Family Business Association. We're going to be talking to the fabulous Mark Z. It's a Mark Z moment. I think all 2021, when it comes to personnel things, it's going to be a Mark Z moment. Welcome back, Mark.
Thanks, Jeff. Great to be here. Great to start off the new year with you and wishing you, your family, and your team a very happy and healthy new year and prosperous.
And Mark, you know, I've always talked to your wife, your fabulous wife, and she says it's always a Mark Z moment.
That's for sure.
So, Mark, as we head into the new decade, optimism hopefully abounds. What do you have to share with us?
So Jeff, as you know, because you're one of the biggest, it's planning. But planning in a pandemic is always a challenge. So as we start off the new year, and as I started to digest in terms of planning, I started looking at different ideas, and I started reading ideas and listening to what people had to say. And as you know, I'm a member of several bars, and one of the bars is the DC bar, which
you mean legal bars, not drinking bars.
Thank you for clarifying. Yes, I'm a member of state and District of Columbia bars, and the District of Columbia has a great bar association, and they have a brief. They call it legal brief and a smart brief. And one of the thing they talked about is they had an expert. Eric Pickering, who's the president of Tracers, and it's like a data company and analytics. And one of the things he talks about was first you survive, then you thrive with your planning. And rather than plan for the first quarter or a year, especially in a pandemic, what businesses and law firms should do is think about a plan for a month. And what's that plan going to be? So think about implementing the idea, then plan the idea, then have someone like a Jeffrey Davis poke holes in that idea. And once you've refined it, then implement the idea and then sit back and see and assess that idea and that plan and how you've implemented that plan. And that's what our listeners, businesses, and firms should look at because then that's how you're going to get from survival mode from the pandemic, especially because nobody knows what's going to go on with the challenges this first quarter, to thriving, because you're going to hit your goals within a certain period of time and you'll have at least that success to deal with the more immediate.
You know, I don't know why this came to my mind. You reminded me of my mother talking to me when I first started to drive. And I started to drive when I was 15. She was the worst driver I ever met in my life, by the way. I would have rather walked than driving with my mother. But she used to say to me, don't just look out at the car in front of you. You know, don't start driving looking out in front of you and just being so immediate. Look also out beyond what's going on down the road so that you get a perspective. And I think people need to not get caught up in the day. And this person was correct. You need to sort of, leaders have to release themselves from the pressure of day to day and imagine a new, you know, what they could do in an ideal situation, and then come back to reality and look at the gaps and what are the steps involved. And strategic planning really isn't difficult. It's easy if you have a proper structure, facilitator, antagonist, if you want, coach, support. But strategic planning is easy. And sometimes people do get caught up too much, very much so, day to day. And then it's a matter, not just of planning, it's about changing habits. As you know, you and I have had many conversations, Mark,
correct,
about habits. You know, I meet a lot of people who have great plans, but then they go back to doing the same thing the next day because they're too habitual. And we don't have to feel bad about that. We're animals. We're based on habits. That's
right.
What we all do. So right. I just wanted to add that to your dialogue on this. And I think that's a good time to think about these things.
Right. No, I mean, you're right. Sometimes it's going against those habits, which is what you've successfully advised me on, because I have habits, and especially we have a business that continually evolves, particularly employment business. So some of the things that worked for us in the past are not going to work for us and have not worked for us in the pandemic. So we've moved into other areas. So for example, when you look at businesses and initiatives, some of the areas that we've done is we're now doing out of state business, more out of state business, out of New England business than we did before. And it's part of our plan, because one of the days we have to meet people in person, and firms like the idea we can service them in other states because we're not hostage to relationships locally, as opposed to recruiting from non-clients.
Right.
So that's what, you know, our you know, businesses, but they've got to look at immediately survival and then survive, then thrive. And then that's, as I say, the plan. And then ultimately working with somebody like yourself, who's an amazing business advisor, coach, to help them refine the plan, poke holes, and make it work.
Well, I don't love the word survive. It's a little too constricting for me, but I do agree. This is the time to think ahead, to make change. I think, you know, cause you talked to me. I've planned a lot of changes across the board for me that are going to go between 2021, 2022. It gives me something to get up for every day. It gets me a little bit charged. I don't know how it's going to go. I do know there are going to be challenges along the way, but it's good to have plans and it's good to make adjustments. And having you along for the ride is always a better way to drive the car. Mark Z, if someone's looking for you, how do we find you?
First of all, Google Mark Z, M-A-R-C, and the letter Z, and we'll come right up, or markzlegal.com, markzlegal.com, and 617-338-1300.
Okay. Well, again, I'm looking forward to a whole new year of Mark Z stories. And thanks, Mark, for being on the show.
Thanks for having me, Jeff. Looking forward to being along for the ride with you, too.
Thanks a lot. Good. You in New Hampshire right now?